Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Antics. DC Love and myself, Eileen Powers, are so thrilled that you are joining us tonight. We've just been, you know, switching around days, and so sometimes our followers have trouble finding us. But it seems like we have enough to fill our show, and so we just keep going with it, even though we switch days. Both of us are very busy, mostly me due to a crazy schedule and not enough time in my life, but that's okay. I always try to take the time to be here on Angel Antics with you, all of my friends, and my twisted sister, DC Love. Hi, DC, are you there?
I'm here, Eileen. I'm so happy that we're reconnected again. This is going to be amazing.
I am too. There's always such beautiful energy when we get together. And, you know, it's funny. Some weeks, I think it was last week, our readings were like tit for tat, back and forth, back and forth. We went back and forth on many of the same subjects. And other weeks, DC and I will get messages for the same client, but they won't be the same. So just know that these are still from your divine. This is something I was pondering this week. Why does it happen that way? And I think, well, when both of us get the same readings, it's because your angels, your guides, your guardians, and you know, the one that we're following in that light, they really want you to know something detailed or specific or really get it. And that's why both DC and I are given the same message. And other weeks, they have broader messages, maybe more messages. And so they give me some and they give DC some. And then sometimes they work and they combine together. And anyway, it's just very interesting. I'm just sharing that with you because it was actually something that I was pondering after being on the radio with DC now for 3.5 years. It's just curiouser and curiouser, as Alice in Wonderland would say. One of the things that we do here that I want to do with everyone right now is I want us to center ourselves by using the breath. And what we're going to do is we're going to breathe in for anywhere from the count of 4 to 6, and then hold it for a count of 4 or so, and then breathe out to that same count, whether it be 4 or 6, whatever's comfortable for your breath. Everyone's lung capacity is different. And so I just want you to each take 3 lovely deep breaths and connect yourself with center and with spirit, and then we'll move on. So take that first breath. And one last breath. All right, now I'd like everyone to set an intention that you are open to the messages that are delivered here to you today from your guides and guardians and from Spirit above and Spirit within us. Open to those messages. And when you come on, set an intention, which is also very often that question that someone wants to ask, that your messages come through clear and concise so that you can easily understand them and work with them. And so that's what I'd like us to give our breath to and center and focus on just for today, just for now. And I'm going to turn it over to DC because she has something she'd like to share with you. DC?
Thank you, Eileen. I just have a tiny little prayer. And it's entitled, Never Alone. It was written by Lisa Kay. Just as we will never leave you, neither will those you love who have left the physical world. We are all here in heaven looking down upon you, sending you our love and supporting you every step of the way. We watch your struggles and your triumphs, your loves and your hates, Through it all, we still love you and stand by you, even when you think you are alone. So don't be afraid to let us know what you need when you need us most. We will call upon a legion of angels and your loved ones in heaven to be there for you and give you assistance. You are angels. And that's it, Eileen. It was just a small...
That's beautiful.
It is.
Always
just to remind everyone. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been really working a lot with the angels this week. Having gone through the loss of my own godmother, who was someone who, when I needed strength, prayed for me. And her prayers,
yes.
I will share with you, they moved mountains. And you too can move mountains. Small steps.
Definitely. And
we did.
We prayed for you last week, Eileen. You and your godmother and your whole entire family.
Oh, did you? Thank you. One of the things I shared is that she did. She moved mountains. And she did it in small ways every day to everyone she met. And she made a difference. And she made everyone feel like family. And that's one thing I'd like to share with you is that whether you've just met the person or whether you've known them a long time, family is so important. Love them deeply, love them kindly, and make everyone feel like family.
Beautiful. That was beautiful.
And so with
thank
that,
you.
Yes, with that, let's see. Are you ready, DC? How about
I'm ready
if
to
we
open
bring
up-
on our first family member?
Right. Okay,
yeah.
We're going to bring them on. Hold on.
All righty.
Hi, 256. You're live with Eileen and DC, Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi. Hi, my name is Kimberly. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly.
Well, hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
How are you? Do you have a question for us today?
Yes. My question is, I really thought that I was moving to Alabama, but I had a situation with my son, and then miraculously, because I had resigned from a job, I got an offer for another job. And I just wanted to know from the angels, what is the purpose of this, transition? Or I guess my stay.
Okay.
Well,
I hear that it's actually it's more like a celebration is in order. I believe this job you got really is more of a dream job that you've been wanting, and that you really just need to celebrate the fact that it came to you. It was just time for it to arrive. But I'm also getting that that right now it's really time to share your love. Are you around family where this new job is?
I am not.
You're not?
No.
Are you around family now?
I mean, I have my son here. Most of my family is in Alabama.
Uh-huh. I'm just seeing Mary Magdalene, who shared unconditional love with others, and that's what I'm seeing for you. So I'm not sure what type of job this is, but if it's something where you're a counselor or something and you're giving your time, just do it by sharing that deep, deep love that I spoke about, before we brought on you as a caller. Because that's what I'm getting right now. It is a huge time to share that unconditional love. It's the most important thing you can do. You're going to be becoming a little bit more sensitive to things, but just know that that this love is coming. Do you have someone in your life? Because I'm also seeing a really not just the unconditional love, But I'm also seeing a deeper relationship love, a true love, a passion of some sort. Have you been seeing anybody or?
I've been seeing someone, but it's more complex than easy. So.
Well, you know, I'm trying to get something here on the move with what I've got, and I'm really not getting it. Can I go in a different direction because I'm really getting something different?
Sure.
Okay, great. Like I said, there is, I think this job is really noteworthy and really worth celebrating, and that is what you should do is really, really celebrate. Be very cautious in your steps, though. Make sure that all your steps are taken with really wise action and pay attention to detail. It's going to matter. It also is going to matter as you go through this detail. It's coming up again for you to have great kindness to others. I'm getting unconditional love, kindness to others, romantic stirrings in your heart. But I do see that this job, and this is what I really think what this is I'm really getting that this job is going to be a magical opportunity, and it's going to be time for you to make this move because people have been taking you for granted for some time now. And you've been discontent with your life. And so this is actually working out for the better. You have been becoming a lot more sensitive to how you feel. And that's good because in that way, nothing is whether it is or it isn't. What really matters is how you feel. And you have not been feeling good about the way things have been happening lately. And so you really need to step away and make this move forward. But like I said, make sure you do it in steps and make sure that you really are detailed in your attention to how you're preparing to make this move. That's what I'm saying about sensitivity. And then I really do believe you are going to move to a space of unconditional love. And as you really start, you're going to love your life. You're going to love what you're doing, and it's going to be unconditional for yourself. One of the things that I like to teach people in coaching is look at yourself in the mirror every morning and tell yourself, I love you, at least 3 times. Look deep into your own eyes and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. If there's things about you that you want fixed, like me, you know, body image, body weight, whatever. When you start really loving yourself, those things align and fall into place. So as you do this, as you give yourself unconditional love, you're going to be more sensitive to your own feelings. As you do that, you're going to be sensitive to feelings around you. And I believe after you make this move, that someone new is going to walk into your life and they're going to be somebody that you can stick with, that you can love, and it'll be more lasting. And that's the message I have for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Kimberly. This is DC, and I want to add a little bit to that. I really do feel, you know, that the move is going to be good and everything. And the job, you know, you're getting another job because I feel like the angels are showing me, like, you've been stressed. And they're saying, you know, you don't have to work long and stressful hours, you know, to make more money. You could work, you know, but you could work smarter, not harder, okay? I feel like you've had challenges around finances. The angels are going to help you to stay grounded. And this is really a time for you to, you know, to think, am I on the right path? Okay, do you want to work, you know, long and stressful hours? Okay?
No.
You don't have to. So see yourself where you want to be already, hon, okay?
Okay.
Remember, you're the creator of your experiences. So why not create something amazing, okay? Kimberly, I have a woman coming in from the other side, and she seems like she's really someone that was a lot of fun. I feel like high energy. And she's saying, what about you? Just stop for a minute and just think just about you. What are the promises that you've made to yourself?
Wow.
Kimberly, it's time for you to just, you wish what I'm getting from her. She wants you to, you know, do something beautiful just for you. And you know you deserve the very best. And she's saying, let go of whatever it is that you're holding on to. Everything's in perfect order. It's just the way it should be. Never mind that shoulda, woulda, coulda stuff. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
She's going to help you to move. I feel like she liked music. I see her dancing. I'm trying to see what else. She may have passed with something wrong with her brain, like maybe like memory issues or something. But I feel like she loved pets is what I'm being shown. But this is a time of transformation for you. So don't be afraid. Embrace these, you know, these changes that are coming forward. And, you know, it is a time for you to have a career change. And the change that you're going to have is going to be positive. Okay? And you're going to be so filled with your passion with this. So please embrace all of, you know, all this beautiful stuff that's coming your way. And I'm getting, you might not be sure exactly where your passion lies, but just do whatever brings your heart joy, and that's how you're going to get there a lot faster. Okay? So focus on what you're wanting, and really get ready for a big change, huh? Because this is going to be major coming your way. And I'm getting a happily ever after. I see a gentleman by you, too. So this is going to be like changes in so many ways, but you've got to let go of the past. And know that, you know, when you walk in the future, there's going to be so much more for you. So, Kimberly, let go and let God. Whatever no longer serves you, leave it behind in the old life, okay?
Okay.
It's like you've outgrown this phase of your life, and you're going to move forward. And it's going to be such a beautiful, you know, change for you because you're a caterpillar, and you're now transforming into the most magnificent butterfly, okay?
Okay.
So embrace this new time, you know, let go, let God, and you're going to see how beautiful it is. I'm getting there's a little bit of emotions involved, there's a little bit of fear, and that's what's blocking you from really, you know, dealing logically with this, okay? It's causing you to be a little bit emotionally drained, okay? So, Kimberly, when you set aside the money issues and just think about doing what you really love is when you're going to see things change in a major way, okay?
Okay.
So get in that crazy mindset, slow down, think about something a little bit more peaceful, and then you're going to see how everything starts to feel better. But this is a time that you're supposed to take action, okay? Connect with that passion. You really know what to do. And that's what I have for you.
All right.
Does it make
Thank
sense, Kimberly?
Yes.
Okay. God bless. And take care.
Thank you. Take care as well.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, 302. You're live with Eileen in D.C.
Oh, hi, you guys. How are you?
Great.
Good. Who
how are you?
This is Jackie.
Jackie.
Hi. Do I ask a question or do you guys just want to do a general reading?
That's your choice. You can ask a question, or we'll be happy to do a general reading.
Okay. Can I ask about a career?
See what you have for career going? Sure.
Yeah.
Let's see what they want to tell you today. All right. Well, the first thing I have for you says that you really are the power in your own life. Now, whether that means that that you need to create your own business is a very big possibility because you're very firm and you're really quite a leader. And so I mean, it might be easier for you to work for yourself than it is for someone else, especially when it comes to the fruits of your own labor, because even though it's very hard, you know, to be your own laborer, and you can only make as much money as your labor will produce, You are your own boss. You get to choose how you do things. You know, if you're cleaning houses, you get to choose your own products. you know, whether you clean green or, you know, where there once in a while you just got to bleach that sink out with bleach, right?
Uh-huh.
But by being your own boss, you're going to be able to do that because you're more logical than most people. And you really have a hard time answering to bosses because they're not always logical. Sometimes they're frivolous, spend money the wrong ways, and just don't really get into the cycle of life and knowing what things need to be done. And you do. And so, you know, that's really what you're meant to do. You've had an illusion of really being trapped, though. And you're not. You just need to be more creative. You need to get out past yourself. And some of the ways of getting balanced and finding that creativity within ourselves is to really get into the rhythms of life. The moon rises. Honor the moon. Honor the cycles of the moon. You know, when the moon is small, you do certain things. When the moon is full, you do certain things. Whatever you feel you like your rhythm should be, do that. You know, some people it's go dancing in the moonlight. Some people it's going for a walk in the moonlight. It's actually very cleansing and refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's telling me that you've got to balance that. But I'm also seeing that, and I could be wrong, but what I'm kind of seeing for you is you're very artistic and you also like children. And so if you're really going to design a type of business or something, it would be doing some sort of artwork with children. I don't know if that resonates with you or not, but that is what I'm getting. It's what I'm seeing. You know, different ways of doing it, but that's what I'm seeing. I don't know if that resonates with you or not, but that is what they're telling me is some sort of art with children.
Hmm,
so if that would work for a business for you, then you know, get a business profile going. And that's what I have for you today.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Jackie. This is DC.
Hi, DC.
The first thing I saw was, hi, honey. I saw little dollar signs coming your way. And this could be something to part-time employment is what I'm getting. But I'm getting that, you know, I'm getting the word success around you. Okay?
I'm sorry, you're getting what?
And
success
around you. So
oh, okay.
Really, there's nothing to be worried about, okay? But
mm-hmm.
I'm getting, you know, you've really got to do what you love. And then you're going to see how the money is going to come in, okay? I don't know what it is that you love to do. Eileen was, like, you know, talking about, like, creativity. Is there some
mm-hmm.
kind of talent or skill that you have? Because I'm getting, if, you know, you use that, connect with your joy, and then I'm getting dollar signs.
Well, I'm going back to school, and I just need one more class to complete my degree in clinical mental health counseling.
Okay.
And I wanted
That's awesome.
To really, I wanted to really concentrate with workplace bullying, not school
okay.
kid bullying, but workplace.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm getting, you know what. You're going to go on this journey. It's a beautiful journey, and I'm seeing dollar signs. You're going to have your dream of what you want work-wise, and it's going to bring financial, you know, benefits as well. I see you doing something spiritually as well. I don't know what that means, but I'm also getting the word, you know, like spiritual. Do you do anything spiritually that you like?
I feel like everybody's psychic, and I feel like I'm more tuned into it. But I haven't like done anything with it, or like, you know, I doubt myself a lot. So
okay,
and,
well, you
and,
should.
But I am very spiritual. Like, I believe in angels, and you know, I believe that, you know, animals are angels, and all, you know.
Mhm. Well, you're on the right path. I mean, and again, whatever it is that you love, I mean, do
mm-hmm.
you could do what you do, you know, like 9 to 5 or whatever, and you could also do something spiritually. And I'm getting,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're going to be recognized for this talent that you have. And it, too, is going to bring in financial rewards.
Mm,
okay?
Awesome.
It's going to be something that you love. And like I said, money's coming. I'm getting the word mentor. There's going to be, I think, a mentor coming your way as well.
Mm.
So just be on the look for someone that's going to come in and help you. The mentor that I'm getting is a man maybe with lighter hair. I don't know if you mm-hmm. know him yet. He's a very trustworthy person. You don't know
don't
of him yet?
So. I don't believe so.
Okay, well, just on to the information. He has lighter hair, like the lighter end of the spectrum. He's a very trustworthy person, but his communication skills, his people skills, he's sort of like a little rough around the edges. But
mm-hmm.
just listen to the message, not the way he delivers it, okay?
Okay.
And just pay attention to what he's telling you, because I'm getting this could be really helpful.
Oh, okay.
And I'm, you know, like something wonderful is coming for you, and right around the corner is what I'm getting, like right around the corner.
Awesome.
But I'm getting there's going to be like more than one opportunity. I'm getting accomplishments, the word success around you. And we have Archangel Jophiel coming in, and she's saying this is going to be a dream come true for you. You've got to believe in yourself, Jackie, okay? Now is the time when you have to have faith, you have to have hope. And she's saying this is going to equal success for you, okay?
Awesome.
You're going to have a renewed, you're going to follow your intuition as well. And when you follow your intuition, is just so you're going to get where you need to be. Okay? And
okay.
the money is going to come if you do what you love. I'm
okay.
also getting a partner to help change things and bring in more money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, I have Archangel Jophiel, and I'm seeing that star again shining down upon you.
Wow.
So give thanks for the abundance that you have presently, and it's going to bring more in for you as well. Okay, Jackie?
Excellent, and I've been doing that. Thank you so, so much.
Well, let us know what happens. Call us back, okay?
I will. Thank you.
God bless.
You.
And you have a thank you.
You
I'm going to put you,
you
back
too.
So you can listen. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye, Jackie.
Okay. 603, you're live with Eileen in D.C. with Angel Antics.
Yeah,
can we have your name, please?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen. Hi. Hi, Karen. You have a question for us today.
I sure do. I want you to be able to tell me, hopefully, what they can tell me is what you see for my career path, what that would be, my next career path. Or what's
okay.
next for me as far as career. Yes.
All right. Well, let's see. Well, what I'm hearing is that you need to be really assertive in what you've been doing. You've been kind of on a career already, and it doesn't, I'm not seeing it changing amazingly right now. What I'm seeing is that you need to have a little bit of patience in order to
okay.
make things change.
Yeah.
Some of it is that part of the reason is that you're indecisive and you've been holding back on making a choice rather than really trying to make your own choice for what's going to please you. You've been considering what others feel or think or how it's going to affect them. You've been trying to be a people pleaser and trying to make your choices of your next move. And you can't do that. You must
okay.
make it for yourself. You cannot make anyone else happy if you are not happy yourself. So you must focus on
well,
yourself
I
first.
I like both. So it's either, you know, the hospital route or the grocery store route.
Well, the thing is, if you focus on yourself and you find the path that you're going to make you the happiest, that's where you're going to do your best work. Yes,
okay.
both might please you, but where you're really happiest doing the work is where you're going to do best for everyone. That's when you're going to please others greater because of how you feel about what you're doing, how you feel about yourself. Everything is about the way you feel. So you have to actually ask your feelings when you make a big decision like changing careers. Plan your next steps, though. Don't just jump into it. Be really prudent about planning it and watching for that right timing is what I'm being told, is really watching that right timing.
Mm-hmm.
But when it happens, you just need to stay real strong. Promise you that golden opportunity is going to open up. But it's going to be when those doors open, make sure you walk through them. It's going to be very important. Things are going to flow, and you're going to stand up like a gracious goddess. And you're going to be able to move forward into that space that's going to be not only please others, but it's going to please you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just being told, you know, take your time to make that decision. But you don't need to hold back either, which is what you've been doing. Make the choice for yourself, not for others. Make the choice for yourself, not for others. And that's the message I have for you.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope it resonates with you.
Yep.
Hi, Karen.
Good.
This is DC.
Yeah, hi, DC.
I want to add a little bit. Hi, hon. I want to add a little bit to what I got as well. I really resonated with what Eileen had to say. I'm getting the word frustration around you. In regard to, you know, your financial situation, okay?
Yes, yeah.
So, okay, and is there a partner involved as well? Does this decision in regard to work also involve a partner? Is there anyone else involved besides?
Well, no, I have a daughter. It's just me and my daughter, so.
Okay, because.
No, there's no partner.
I'm getting like this. Okay, so I'm getting there's someone else around you, okay? So.
I was getting a child. So maybe instead of a partner, it was the child.
Could have been her daughter. Yeah, that's. But I saw someone
around
her.
It's me and my daughter.
I'm getting.
Yep.
Okay. So you do feel like because you have a daughter, you feel frustration around your financial responsibility, but you've got to just, you know, think positive thoughts because things are going to change for the better, and I'm getting soon. Okay. And
okay,
can we think about
as you know, I've applied for two different jobs. I mean, so, it matters on money and, you know, what's going to improve everything.
Correct.
And I like both of them. Yep.
Okay, so I'm getting it's time to really think, what do you really want in life? Which one is going to, you know, which path is going to get you to really where you want to be?
Okay.
So you're going to get behind the...
That's going to make you the happiest.
She's got to get into the driver's seat and control her destiny. Yeah, whatever is going to bring, you know, closer to where you want to be, that's the path that you've got to really, you know, consider. Okay?
Yep.
And I'm getting, you know, your expectations, they're going to be fulfilled. Okay? You're going to have that. Start feeling good right now, knowing that you're going to be fulfilled with joy with this new position. Okay? So you've got to start feeling that immediately.
Yes.
Okay? So you've really got to think about which one is going to make you happier, and that's a really big thing. And I'm getting money's going to come sooner by doing something that you really love.
Okay, gotcha.
And you have this lucky star shining down upon you as well. And just, you know, throughout the day, take these deep cleansing breaths and just say thank you throughout the day. Okay?
Yes.
And
yep.
I'm getting that, you know, things are going to go, they're going to go well for you. So please don't, you know, don't hold in like any kind of negative feelings. And just start, like I said, thinking about what it is that you want to love. I'm getting that you may also, I don't know like if one of them is part-time, but there may be like some extra money I'm getting. I'm seeing sort of like extra money. You're going to need to put in a little bit of effort, but you're going to be a success. And just,
I didn't hear
you know,
what you said, I'm sorry. Put in effort, but what?
In some effort and you're going to have success.
Okay?
So when you do the work that you love, the money issues that you have are disappearing. And you're going to have a change that's going to produce less financial stress. And I'm getting it's going to be a fun job, hon, and it's right around the corner. So you've got to see it now, start enjoying it exactly how you want it to be. This is going to be a wonderful, uplifting time in your career. Okay?
Yep.
So focus on what you love. Again, that's the thing. Focus on what you love, and the money will be there for you. Okay?
Okay.
And
yep.
the universe you know, is working with you. And it always serves your highest good, okay?
Yes.
So just feel good about all this, because I do see it's going to be wonderful, hon. And
oh, great.
Like I said, whatever job is going to make you, you know, really happiest inside. And you've got to take time and really think about it.
I like both of them, you know, but not doing, you know, either one really is the hard part. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so I'm getting, the angels are saying, this is what I'm getting, Karen. A complete change of field is going to be beneficial to you. So something that
complete
is like completely
change. Okay.
Changes. That's what I'm getting, complete change, you know?
Okay, yep.
So you've got to think about that, okay?
Yep.
And when you do, like I said, what you love, okay? So just, I'm getting, you know, just stay upbeat and just stay in the present moment. And when you do that, you stand out from others. You have, people see you, okay? Trust that the universe is taking care of you. And you're right where you need to be right now at this moment, okay?
Yep. Okay.
Okay, and that's what I have. I hope that helped. But just have faith,
okay,
on, okay?
Yes, I did. All right, well, thank you both.
God bless
you.
And call back
and
let us know how everything goes, okay? Thank you, Karen.
Yep. All right. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye. Bye.
Okay. Hi, 347, you're live with Eileen in D.C. with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Tamika.
What was your name? Tamika?
Tamika.
Oh, hi, Tamika. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I wanted to know what you guys see for me coming up with as far as work and also relationship.
As far as work in a relationship?
Yeah, work and romance.
Well, let's see what your angel wants you to know.
Okay.
Well, what I see is you've kind of been running from the truth a little bit about work. And what you need to do is find yourself a mentor in what you want to do and grow spiritually into the business, into the job that you want to do. That's how you're going to achieve it. But moreover, right now, what's holding you back is your belief systems. You're not really working towards things. Things have just been holding you back. It's almost like you're indecisive. But you've got to let go of those belief systems, because as you do, you're going to really change your life. You're going to change the events in your life are going to unfold. And it's going to bring you into a situation that's going to lead to really great and significant opportunities for you. And these are some big steps that I'm seeing. And it's something that you actually have to work towards. You might want to even, like, take a break from society. Like I said, find yourself a mentor or, you know, a one-on-one person that you want to work with towards a few of your spiritual goals, which are some steps you've been wanting to take lately. So take, you know, maybe a one-on-one class or seminar with someone and grow your spiritual skills higher and greater and more developed, even if it's just another stage. You need to do a few things while you're doing that. And, of course, that's to go outside and really connect with nature, honor the cycles and the rhythms of life, of your body, of yourself, of, you know, the world around you, and really respect that. As far as life and household,
things at home have been a little bit more rough lately than you would like them, just a little bit of tension. But those things are going to get better. And so know that that area of your life really is in for a healthy change, whether it be that you end up moving out or moving on, or whether just things just get better. Sometimes as we stop thinking about problems, they just have a way to diminish. And it is very true, because that which you think about stays in your life and stays in your energy space. And so it's like it has to do with the law of attraction. When you are worried that people don't like you, for some reason, people treat you like they don't like you. But when you stop worrying about it and you start saying, oh, everybody likes me, I like everybody, blah, 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 things seem to come around that way. And so it's the perspective. So start deciding that everything is sunshine and roses, that you really can, with your thoughts, have things arrive in your life, like happiness and joy, maybe even a little money. But, you know, what you have to do is never think of yourself as poor. Always feel like you have an abundance. And as you do, an abundance will come to you. But I really do feel that right now it's time for you to really start making some better choices and get yourself a mentor and face your truths and start doing your spiritual work, because that's going to let go of some of those, that mentor's going to help let go of some beliefs that you've been holding on to, and that's not good. You're not moving forward due to that. And so it's time for you to move forward and make those steps towards a little more spiritual work. And that's what I have for you. I don't know if that resonates with you or not, but that's what I have for you.
It does.
That was beautiful,
good.
Eileen.
Yeah, it does.
Tanika, this is DC. What I'm getting for you is the first word I got was balance. Okay, you've got to, you know, you've really got to know that, you know, your life does not involve just work, okay? I'm getting, the angels are telling me you've been a little bit too serious lately, and you've got to let go a little bit and make some time for fun as well, okay? I'm also getting, are you really, you know, like looking at yourself and seeing, you know, what you've been doing so far, what your potential is? Tanika, do you give yourself enough credit?
Probably not. I'm hard on myself.
Okay, because I'm getting, you've really got to, you know, like, look at yourself and say, hey, I've done this, I've done that, I can do this. You know, you make a list, because if you don't, I'm getting that you could, like Eileen was saying, like, you know, with the universe and everything, you could actually be accidentally overlooked because you're not seeing all the good that's within yourself. And if you don't truly know where your talents lie, then it's a time, maybe, have you considered taking even like some like personality tests, some aptitude tests? And they would help as well, because the angels are saying there's so much out there. And, you know, they're handing you a menu and they're saying you better order what you want. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So really, you know, think about what it is that you want. I'm getting that you have some creativity around you. What is it that you do?
I just took a course in pharmacy technician, so I just started working in the pharmacy. I'm trying to be a pharmacy tech, but I've always been like a person who naturally, like, I've always worked in fashion, and I've always been able to, like, draw, and, like, you know, I've always been attracted to the creative world. I just really can't make money on it, but I'm good with, like, artsy things. And
okay,
like,
well, you
beautiful.
Know what, don't say that, because you can always make money doing something you love. And I'm getting that, you know, if you have a dream, you know, this could be the time that you could finally move forward with that dream. So don't sell yourself short, okay? And, Tanika, I'm getting my dog Ginger transitioned last July, and she's coming in, and she's showing me a big magnet that you have in your hand. And that magnet is just pulling money out of the sky. So you are a money magnet, okay? And you've got to start believing that. Live your passion with a positive attitude. Okay? I'm getting that, you know, if you really do something that you truly love, the money is going to follow. I'm getting, even if you thought of something like an entrepreneurial possibility, I'm getting that would work too. But you've got to focus on what you love, okay? You really have to focus on that. I'm getting that when, you know, when you told me what you were really loving, you sort of have this, like, nervous energy about that, and you don't feel that you could succeed, but you can. Okay, so just start having good thoughts about what you want to do, and you're going to see it's going to really help you. I'm getting that, you know, you've got to watch with work because I feel like, you know, work can be a little bit overwhelming for you, a little bit demanding. Okay, so watch that is what I'm getting. And I'm getting, you know, within the next couple weeks, I'm getting within weeks, you should see some kind of sign in regard to employment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting the letter C around you. It could be in relation to someone with a C name. Okay, I don't know if you know of anyone with that initial right now, but I'm getting someone with a C name could be coming in and actually helping you with that, okay? And I'm also getting, just watch if you have any documents that you have to fill out. Be really careful with them, okay? So the angels are advising you to just watch with the documents on, okay?
Okay.
Please, you know, think about what you want because I'm getting, this is going to be new and it's going to be positive. Whatever happens within the next couple weeks, and it's going to be, something that's going to be full of joy is what I'm getting. And you've sort of already planted those seeds, so they're going to start coming up for you. And, Tanika, know that you are totally safe and protected in the universe as you pursue your passion, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have. You know, we hope that you would call us back and let us know how everything goes.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, you have a great evening. Thanks for calling Angel Antics.
Yes,
take care,
I'll
Tanika.
Thank you so much. I'll keep listening.
Okay. Great. Okay, we have a Skype caller, I believe, 111. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please? Hi, 111. One, 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 one. It's all ones. Are you with us? I believe you're a Skype caller. Okay. Eileen, I'm going to put that person back on hold. They may have stepped away for a second. Are you with me, Eileen?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was coughing, so I put me on mute.
Okay. I'm thinking, my gosh, I think I lost everyone. Okay.
Hello.
Okay, we have a restricted caller calling in. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Joanna.
Hi,
Joanna.
Hi. How are you ladies doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Good. Oh.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I've been struggling a little bit with something. The gentleman in my life had always been closed off about his past, and I had spoken to him about that, about being more open. And then he's revealed some things to me recently and a few months ago. And I'm wondering if, you know, everything's going to, you know, work out well in the end, because I've been really struggling with what he's told me recently about his past.
Oh. And I'm sorry, I didn't actually catch the question in that.
Oh, is everything going to work out well for us in the future, in other words, for the relationship?
Oh, I see. Well, just knowing what I know, that, you know, we all move on from our past. We don't always stay in it.
Yes.
And our past is there for a reason.
Yes.
Some people come into our life for a reason. Some people come into our life for a season. Some people come into our lives for many, many lifetimes. And there's always a reason for it, whether it be a lesson, or whether it be that you're the teacher and you were meant to give the lesson.
Okay.
So as far as for him, there was either lessons, but there was some reason that he went through that.
Okay.
And one of the things I do know is we're not supposed to judge others. And
right. We're
supposed to, you know, if they've done their work, now I understand if somebody doesn't do their work and still wants you to accept things, but if people have
yes. Done
their work, processed through to seek forgiveness, to make amends for what it is, whatever it was, if possible, sometimes it's not possible, but if possible.
Okay.
Then our judgment is very earthbound. It has nothing to do with really deep spiritual love. And that's the
yes. Love
as a partner that you want to share with someone on that deep, deep level. And so that is what I know. And, you know,
okay. If
this person, if that this person, had, you know, you that they were something to you, and all of a sudden you find out information and there's somebody different. No, they're not. They were always that person.
Right.
I promise you, everyone I've dated doesn't know everything about me.
Right.
Right?
Everyone
yes. Has everyone has skeletons in their closet.
Yes.
So just know that that situation, I think, is more up to free will. Because someone
okay. Can
use their free will and make that change. And then it will work or it will not work. But that's a change that's going to be up to free will. And so,
okay. But
I do feel like you really are, I've got some big things for you here today. And that
okay. Is
that there's some change that's really going to be coming your way. And part of it's going to be due to that you need to change the way you're looking at the situation. You
okay. Need
to embrace the uniqueness in the situation. It's like an awakening.
Yes. You
know, there's a temporary pause in the action, but
yes,
it'll come out the other side because really delays are over. And it's actually going to bring a sudden change. It's going to bring some better luck overall by through that. It might even represent you making even a little trip of some sort, a little bit of travel of some sort. But you
yes. Really
are you have been very sensitive. This new relationship has caused quite a bit of emotional experience with you. So
yes. Know
that although you need to take time for yourself, you need to take time being in social events because taking all that time for yourself harbors deep thought, and sometimes that deep thought is just the darn monkey mind jibber-jabbering and chattering away.
Yes, you're right. I was just thinking of all that you just said, yes.
Yeah, so sometimes you've got to get away from the monkey mind. Just and, you know, the monkey mind is ego. That's your ego talking to you. Your ego is actually there to demise your life. It's like you know, you got an angel on one shoulder and you've got a little devil on the other shoulder. Well, the little devil is your monkey mind going, you know, either trying to get you in trouble or trying to make you make decisions that aren't the right ones. I guess that's the
right
way to say it.
Yes, you are
yeah. Correct.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
All right. So what you need to do, and then I've actually said this twice already today, so third time's the charm.
Okay.
Is it is about the way you feel.
Okay.
It isn't always about the rules that society puts on. It's how you feel about the situation, how you feel about that relationship. And that's what you really need to go by, is your emotional feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just, you know, share your concerns and then allow them to let them go. But
yes. Take
some time, you know, also take that time to rest and plan your next steps. Because it'll be very prudent to you over time.
Okay.
But, you know, make sure, maybe even create a sacred space for yourself to go to so that you can, you know, get away on your own. I do
yeah.
feel that there is quite an underlying love here. But as I said before, it's really going to be up to free will, whether, you know, whether to make it or break it. And everyone has free will in the situation. If someone seems
yes.
feels pushed away, they can run.
Exactly.
And so, yeah. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much, Eileen.
You're welcome. Angel blessings.
Thank you.
Yes, and Joanna, this is me. I have a little bit more to add. What
okay.
I was getting when you were speaking with Eileen is I got the word karmic. So I'm getting that this may be a karmic relationship. Okay?
Yes.
And I don't know if it's you or he, but there's worry there. There's some worry that has to be let go of.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
I am getting the word challenge. Like, there's, like, big challenge. It's not a small challenge. There's big challenges around you guys.
Yes,
but
there is.
As Eileen said, you know, if you think positively, you guys can move beyond, you know, what has happened, and you could actually have, like, a brighter, happier life. You've got to spend time yourself. Go ahead, honey.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I wondered if this was something that happened to actually – well, to help him, but then bring us closer together, or this would be a positive thing for us in the end, in other words. That's what I had thought of as well.
Right. Well,
right.
It affects both. It's not only for him, it's for you as well. I did see, like, a big
yes.
challenge, and then I saw this mountain, and I heard big challenge. But then I, you know, then after that, I saw the sun coming out. So it can be beautiful. But you've got to spend time thinking about what and who you really and truly need in your life. And the angels are saying,
okay.
you know, keep looking forward. Don't look back. Okay?
Yes.
So you've just got to keep looking forward to, you know, what it is that you're wanting. Okay?
Yes, yes.
And I'm getting, I don't know, like in this relationship, do you have a hard time saying no?
Yes. yes, I do have a hard time saying no.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm getting, you really have to sit, you know, you've got to learn how to say that word. Okay, and I'm getting, you've got to really open your eyes and you've got to be able to seek the truth. Okay?
Okay.
You've got to have a little bit more willpower and, you know, a little bit more determination, and you are going to, you know, overcome any kind of obstacles that you have in relationships.
Okay.
But your journey is, Joanne, I'm getting, your journey is to be with that ideal person, and you're looking for someone that is mature, they're romantic, they're kind, and they're dependable, correct?
Yes, you are correct.
Someone that gives you a sense of protection, you know, they're very compassionate, they're strong, but it's a gentle kind of strength, okay? So I
yes.
do see a gentleman coming, and he's going to be emotionally stable, he's going to be compassionate, he's going to be a loving individual. Okay, I'm getting the word perfect partner. Okay, so he's in your energy now. He's coming. He's in your energy now. I don't feel it. I don't feel the person that you're with presently that has all these qualities.
Okay.
But free will is involved. I mean, it's up to you, you know. So you've got
right.
to really, like, take stock of everything, and you've got to, you know, see. Because I'm getting, with this relationship, I'm getting the word suffer. There's, like, some kind of suffering going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got to think about what it is that you really want.
Right,
happy,
and what's
okay?
best for me.
And, yes, and stay grounded, and you're going to attract the love into your life that you are truly seeking.
Okay.
You've got to start
okay.
by loving yourself, okay? It all starts with you, Joanna. You've got to love yourself first.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
I agree. I agree.
So give this all some deep, really deep thoughts, okay? And remember that relationships take two people, okay? It's never entirely one person's fault, okay?
Yes. Yes, I understand
so
that.
Take stock of everything, you know? But I'm getting that you are going to find the love that you're looking for. This relationship
okay.
is either going to deepen and get beautiful or you're going to meet this other person. But either way, you know, the love is going to be there. But again, it starts with you, hon, okay?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Bless you again. And thank you so much, ladies in D.C., and have a wonderful evening. And thank you so much for your time this evening. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome. And please, Joanna, don't leave us hanging here, okay?
Oh, I sure will. I'll let you know. I sure will. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank
you. Okay,
bless.
I will. Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, Eileen, I'm going to see if we can bring on our Skype caller again.
Okay.
Hi, 111. You're live with Angel Antics. Hello. Hi.
Okay.
Hi, are you there? 111. This is DC and Eileen with Angel Antics. Okay, I'm going to just put them back on hold. Hi, 347, you're live with Angel Antics. This is DC and Eileen. Can we please have your name?
Oh, hi. Hi, this is Tamika. You guys spoke to me already. I was just listening.
Okay, you're Okay, I'm going to put you back.
Okay.
Okay, Eileen, if this last caller doesn't pick up, try it one more time. 111, you're live with Angel Antics. Do we have a Skype caller listening in? Hello?
They must have turned it on and walked away. And I hear kids in the back.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know what? That does it for us, Eileen. I believe that, you know, we've taken care of all of the callers.
All right. Hey, we got through them all for once. That rarely happens. That's good.
It does. It's a beautiful feeling. And I hope that you feel better. You have a little bit of a cold there. And thank you so much for, you know.
Barking.
That's
I
okay,
get my
but
dog
thank you.
On.
For...
I'm barking.
Aw. Well, is there anything that you'd like to say, Eileen, before we end this episode?
Well, I just want to thank everybody for coming and joining us. I am so honored to be here. And give our gifts away once a week. Know that you can always get a hold of DC or myself. You can do a reading with one of us or both of us. We do longer readings for you, but we do charge for those. So just know that you can get a hold of us on Facebook and make those arrangements. And we're just honored to be here each and every week. And like I said, 3.5 years with DC is one of the greatest gifts in my entire life. I love you, DC. Thanks for being here with me.
Oh, I love you, Eileen, and I feel the same way. And as you know, there are no coincidences. We were meant to be together, you know. And it really, I think we help each other shine, Eileen. And I love you so very much.
I love you too. Well, and I love all of our listeners. They give us meaning to what we do. And, you know, in addition to the private readings, it's just fun to be able to give something of ourselves. In order to receive, you have to give. And so this is what our part of what we try to do to give so that we too can receive. So, angel blessings. Have a great weekend.
Angel bless. Good night, everyone.
Good night. I love you.
I love you too, Eileen. Good night.